Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency, Credit Canada. You might be one of those people tick-tocking and counting down the days to retirement. I was talking to a teacher friend the other day, and she just did her pension update, and she knows the precise day, practically the precise time in which she will be retired. But a growing number of boomers are choosing to remain in the workforce, and not just because they want to save more money. They actually like to work. Tina Lorenz is a big believer in something she calls the anti-retirement movement. She calls herself a renegade boomer, and she joins us now from Tucson, Arizona. Hello there.
Hey, Bruce. I'm happy to join you. Sorry that you're in the snow, land of snow, but...
It's okay. We're Canadian. We live in it.
Okay.
Give me the essence of your story here. Have you decided to forego retirement, or did you try it, not like it, and return?
Well, it's actually not quite either of those, because I didn't actually start what I'm doing online until I was already past 50. So at a point where other people were talking about their early retirements, I was just getting started. So I've actually walked this pathway myself. I'm still on it. I always say, don't do the math when I say how long I've been online. But then on the other hand, own your age, you know? Yeah. And so really what I do is I catalyze inspired and a retirement second chapter strategies for accomplished professionals who are already past 50, because that's what I did.
Yeah.
And that's how it all began.
So tell us more about this phrase, the anti-retirement movement. What does it mean to you?
What it means to me is really, especially for people that have been in professional capacity already in their life, already had accomplishments, but they're reaching that age of like, well, I don't want to really do what I've been doing, but I don't know what to do next. And they're not ready to just go sit on the beach and do absolutely nothing. I mean, it's absolutely fine to build that in to your quote retirement years, if you want to call them that. I almost feel like the term should be banished from the vocabulary, because it's just a transitional time. And so what I want to do is, what I do is help my clients find that pathway, because it may be completely different from what they've been doing. A lot of times they've lost their identity because they've just been absorbed into a corporate structure and become what was expected of them. They don't even know anymore who that is, or they have a completely different idea of something, some impact they want to make, something else they want to do. And it might be about making money, but it may be completely beyond that because they've already made the money. But there's something still they need to do, something they feel called to. And so I help my clients step into their power. I work with leaders at the forefront of transformation and light that pathway for them. So this takes all different types of forms. But for me, it's blending both of this time of your life with some of the things you've done before, but really creating, co-creating your ideal future that way.
Tell me about your process. What are the questions that you would ask with a client to help them walk down this path?
Well, I start by asking, what is it they have that dream? What is it they are looking to accomplish? What is it that's missing or they're feeling uncertain about? And then we start peeling back the layers. I work them in a very bespoke, individualized way. So I don't have a script of exactly what I ask them, because I also believe that there is a higher power at work, kind of that universal intelligence that comes through me as well. And I have almost 20 years of online experience, marketing, strategy. I was a freelance copywriter for almost 2 decades. I've helped build multi-million dollar businesses for many, many people. So I bring all of that to the table as well when they need that marketing pathway. But also, it's really more than that. And all of my programs, it's always been a huge component of the mindset work, the work of how our brain works, and also tapping into a universal divine source and guide outside of ourselves. And so I blend these into really concrete marketing strategies, and together we find that pathway for them.
Can you talk a bit about what some of the barriers are for people that you see as most common? So if I were to lob one out there, it's this sense of identity that people who have worked for their whole career, maybe it's been a big, big job, maybe it's been high profile, and that as they look to this next chapter, whatever it is, they may need to grieve the loss of that particular identity. What would be some of the most common barriers that you see? And maybe barriers isn't the right word. Maybe it's hurdles. Maybe it's, I don't know how you'd describe it.
I think just common themes. I call them patterns of thought, like our old stories we tell ourselves. And so sometimes it's not even grieving that change of identity. It might even be celebrating that change of identity. So I would say the word fear comes into it. We unwrap that word too when I work with my clients, but that they might identify that as fear of the unknown, fear of going into something new, fear of leaving what's so familiar, because the way our brains work is that old familiar way of thinking can feel, quote, comfortable, even if it's limiting us. And I don't care if you've made multiple millions and billions of dollars, you may still find that there's a limitation thinking you are, quote, supposed to be a certain way. I think the other fear is changing relationships with those near and dear to them, people seeing them in a different way. There's so many layers to this that go beyond the obvious. And that's what we work on, is those things that are beyond the obvious, but then suddenly become remarkably simple in a way, not necessarily easy all the time, but simple to start making that transition. Can I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does make sense. Can you give me an example, obviously no names, but an example of someone who you've worked with who came to a surprising new future for themselves?
Oh, yes, so many. Honestly, so many. Because especially when in teaching marketing and strategy, which is also something I did more on that side of things for a large portion of my career, where they thought that they were here to learn something about marketing and strategy, like how to write the profound copy, how they're going to get more sales, how they're going to attract clients. But in the process of our work together, it starts revealing there's really a deeper dream or a deeper calling that they have been pushing to the side. And one in particular thought that that's what she would be doing, is doing this higher level work with clients. And it ended up that she had started painting for herself, and then started helping other people learn to paint as almost a therapeutic process during a grieving time through the loss of her partner. And through that process, as we worked together, she realized that's really what she wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so it became a whole new dimension of what she was going to do. She'd worked in government for decades, and instead she started teaching people how to paint, and she started creating artwork of her own that she was selling. So it can just open entirely new doors from what you might have thought you were going to be doing.
How do you weave in the financial reality? Because I can imagine that there could be a pitfall where you have this extraordinary coaching conversation with someone, they're going to leave whatever they did and they're going to become a painter and it's amazing. But if you don't have the cash flow and the nest egg awareness, you may inadvertently coach them to financial ruin because they're just not in a situation in which they can afford to make such a significant departure from what they have done before.
That's absolutely a reality for many. Now, I happen to work with people at a very high financial level that's not usually an issue for, but when I started with nothing, right? When I started my new career past 50, I had actually been homeless in my 40s, Bruce. And wow. And I had no college education, I had no previous experience. I had never written anything for anyone, never been paid to write anything, a word, except if you want to count being a secretary, which I hated, by the way, when I did that work. But I made a decision that I was going to equip myself to become a freelance copywriter. And in my first year, I made multiple six figures. Now, I also believe that when you want to move forward, you need to be resourceful. What are you willing to do to achieve the dream or the goal that you have? So that's part of it. What are you willing to do? In my case, I was living in an old beat up mobile home in Arizona, and we sold it. So I'm not saying everybody should sell their house, but I am saying you can become resourceful of how you're going to fund a future endeavor that you have or learning something new. The other thing is, if you have a source of income, the kind of way you make your money, don't just cut it off. Don't just burn all the ships, right? Mm. And so if you could work part-time, if you're retiring with a pension or Social Security, whatever it may be, adjusting so that you can fit in the new pathway, not saying it's going to be overnight money for you. And also just be willing to do what it takes to do the thing, to become that person. And so that may mean moving out of what we would consider our comfort zones into putting yourself out there in other ways that are still truly you, because the authenticity of this needs to come through as well, but not being afraid, not letting fear hold you back from actually starting to talk about what you're doing so that you start drawing in the people who would be interested in what you have. Mm-hmm. And so there's a way to balance this out. I would never advocate anybody, a mortgage off their first child or anything like that to be able to fulfill the dream. So I think, the balance of that, of not putting yourself in financial jeopardy, is also very important.
Tina, I wish we had more time. We'll have to have a future conversation, but I'm grateful that you gave us some time today.
Oh, I love being here. I wish we had more time as well. We could talk about this for hours, but thank you so much for having me here today, Bruce. I hope this has been helpful to even one person who's heard our message today.
We will meet again. Tina Lorenz, the renegade mover, the renegade boomer. Well, she's moving and grooving as a boomer.
That's true. That's very true.
And the founder of the anti-retirement movement. And, you know, we need to be having more conversations about what retirement can look like, and even whether or not that term itself deserves to be retired.